that one form is the ultimate opportunity. So they say many are called, but few are chosen. So let's look at your apples. Slow down this music, and then let's look at these apples. Got a piece of paper and pencil so you can write down your frequency. This is a dissolver, so it's good. Yeah, it's all type of really. Here it comes. So you identify the frequency by the maximum. It's called the dissolver. Behind you is going to be the result. That's the one we want to be the result. Yeah, just beginning to be loud. You can tell them after a while by the realization of working that the result is really true. Now plant it. Put it in a pot of new stuff and put it in a lot of dissolvers. You got three dissolvers, huh? No, they put the whole, aluminum foil. Take out the aluminum foil and put it in some soil. Somebody did that, you know. And after 2 years, I said, well, it's made the apple. It's over there. They put still in the aluminum foil in the pot. Please, just take it out, put it in the pot. You'll see how it goes. So, three dissolves. They're both all three are dissolves. Interesting. In polarity. Dissolver is fluid liquid. So, the communication pattern is. Then the individual is asked for help. You can make his comment by saying, I'll pray for you. And this is a test. And that person isn't told what you will do, but you will go off to a corner or mentally to yourself and repeat the dissolving frequency to which your consciousness is lined up with. So it says, divine wind flowing through you. Will dissolve all those conditions that interfere with the normal and harmonious flow of this individual. And then we call out the name of the individual being Jerry Jack. And that it is said to be done. So you that. And it was quick right then. And you don't worry to think about it because you gave the command. Frequency is already established for your work. Therefore, you have enough evidence. Later on, when you develop a little more technological means, you hook up your mouth in different ways that you can be able to you will know exactly what you have or what not to do. But that by having that enough technology yet. What are you going to do? A lot of brothers and sisters are all working to validate these laws from the agricultural level to the technological. They're not disputing any law of nature, just validating it. They're going from an agricultural heritage to a technological heritage. In the Aquarian fight, more and more, we need to utilize the technological logic in the midst of what we are instead of the agricultural matter. We breed the food, and the food breeds the milk. And of course, there is a limitation. And the what frees you from the milk is generation and commitment to dynamic and different conditions. What you are is valid. Who you are is not. What you have to evolve to who to what. There's no way to get around it. Chicken came before the egg, like it or not. When the egg came out, it knew it was to be an omelet. When the chicken came out, it knew it was to be a cafeteria. So that's what happened when the chicken came out of the shell and looked around. I'm not an omelet. And then Mother Hen says, where did you get that idea from? So I said, my last life I was a chef, I said, not an omelet. So you never know where you'll end up. The who and the what is what we have faced all the time in our journey. But remember, only the initiate is made aware of the what. The world is moving to their whatness in a gradual manner. There is no mass transformation. It's an individualistic transformation. But in the same process, each cycle of the elements fall, there is a larger quantity that is breaking up from the who into the what. So we are moving into the Aquarian cycle of iron in the year 2000. That is also the year of the dragon. The year of the dragon ends next month. What the investiture is given to those who are initiated. I am deprecated by nature. So, those who were not here the last time I was here, to give me a Christmas present. And your immediate, I'll give it to you again, so you know what you have as a Christmas present. So, who were not here the last time I was here? Christ consciousness is not a goal. No one is going to Christ consciousness. But because the way it came through the agricultural heritage, we have made it a goal-oriented function. Simply because it was stayed down in the memory bank as to what you are, and you're forced to go through the process of who you are. When the creation was put together, the statement was, come, let us, that's the plural, make man our manifestation, that's the form. The gentleman making the same comment, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, the Word is made flesh, and dwelt with man, God put the whole thing as a chronic resonance, with the elements. So, elements are here, they're 144, they aren't anymore. They make up the environment, and they make up the content of the form. So the form is a mini environment to itself. It's separating line between the outside called the ecology, the environment, and the inside called the storage is a material called skin. Skin is the actual manifestation of I am present. There's no I am present here for anybody, but it's already locked into you as it came together. That's creating intelligence locked into you as it happens. So, then this creative intelligence gave this form called manifestation, male or female, that attraction or repulsion, an injustice. That injustice is go forth, multiply, or direct yourself, and have dominion over the universe. That's the word, there's no word planet, so there's no limitation in the word universe. And dominion doesn't imply ownership. You look it up, it implies authority over. Investiture is the power to exercise that authority. It's the reason to be pretty good, but it's on the military to back him up, he's a lot of years. Position to be it. All I'm saying? So even the law on a piece of paper is good to tell it public, but if you don't have somebody going out there to enforce it, you don't have any fault. And that's what the investiture is. The actual policy is forced in the form of the element. So the element agrees with the creative intelligence to put together a form. And they agree to harass the form, call it self-death. But they don't have a right to kill the form. An element can't kill itself. An element can only harass itself by attraction and repulsion. Now the form is invested with the power to tell the element, play somewhere else, but don't bug me when I play here. And the form cannot tell the element don't exist, because it's the element that put the form together to play. And the form can't be made to die, because elements control outside and inside, and elements don't die. But the game between the form and the element is who push who, at what speed we push each other, and play the charade called creation, create I am. Now this Christ principle for creative consciousness in the creation is called the sun or light or Krishna consciousness. It's invested in you as a power to tell the element, play somewhere else, don't bug it. But it can't say, don't exist. And the element can't say, you can't live, because the element can't kill itself. So it's a foregone conclusion. Elements and form are what? Eternal, immortal. But the charade is this, between the element of the form, breathing, breath of life, that's the gift now. That's the plug into the socket, in the wall. As long as the condition phase is like this, there's electricity in the socket. Otherwise, you'd be fumbling here all day. And that's the charade of it. So, Rembrandt sees what he sees, or not as John. That point is the contact point. If you breathe, then you have an option as a form. The option is breathe to live or breathe to die. If you can't breathe to live before you learn to breathe to die, you wouldn't know how to have to breathe to live if you never experience breathe to die. So that was the first real practice that generates belief. So the form has to go through breathing to die. That's what we call living to die. Then I realized that living to die only generates magical powers to fight it, the dying state. And then when you're fully fed up with it, you shut down. But elements don't kill you. They only provide the opportunity for you to shut down. Stop breathing. That's called shutdown. And they provide the opportunity for you to wake up to start breathing again. So the worst that can happen to the form is if you fall asleep but don't wake up. And if it does wake up, you're horny all over here, start over the whole practice. So there's no way for it to go other than live to live after it realizes living to die isn't the purpose behind the practice. Living to live is a foregone conclusion. You are immortal and will always be, but there's no mass evolution going on. Individual. So your horoscope is set to live this in the now. So Christ consciousness is your investiture. The understanding is coming back to you in the air of the dragon, because the air 2000 is the dragon also, and it's the only creature in all the areas we call it form that indicates the flight. That means it's freedom from the dark. Prayer is also man lifting up. Planetary problems, they are foregone conclusion. He's just putting up now in the carbon to his body. We are moving more and more to that realization where we have to accept living to live and sit living to die. Live to die is to buy a drum in your hole, somewhere, buy a hole in the ground, and wait for somebody to put you there and put a slab of plastic in the rest of the feet. Living to live is moment to moment acceptance of what you are and your spiritual gift at eternity. This element cannot kill you. Can only harass you, and you can't tell them they can't exist. It also tells you you can't own them, but you sure can enjoy the best of them and all of them. So Jesus came back and said, I have come that you may have life more abundantly. He said, I have come that you have more possessions to hold on to. The vast difference of abundant living. So Yukteswar and all the other wise men put it this way. They have a new model. Always looking forward to a better model. So they're not limited to any attachment, to any form nature wants to take for them to enjoy. They're always looking forward to the better model. So no limitation to creative intelligence. So they call it ever new joy. Unanticipated. So you're never going to get bored of it. I only add on one word to it, unrehearsed. There's not a single moment in your life from the time you came into your understanding of yourself or belief in yourself, can you say to yourself, you ever rehearsed that moment? You ever expected it to turn out that way? And it isn't an old-fashioned thing that you have done before. So, unrehearsed, avenue, unanticipated opportunity to live in the now. Christ consciousness is not a goal, but it's the supreme power of the executive over the entire element. So if the elements are harassing you, they have that right. You can tell them to go play somewhere else, they'll have to, because they gave their consent when they are accepted you and approve you for initiation. This means they approve you for your Christ consciousness. Many are called, but few are chosen. I didn't want to tell the students or the initiates in the early stages that it was getting them back to their Christ nature. So when the initiation was often, people were asking for it. Remember what I said? If you approve, I do it. And I would suggest you to be more concerned for what you are. Now that you know, the approval isn't for the initiation. The approval is for the initiation. re-establish your consciousness back to yourself. Bring in our body yourself. See that through the will of the Lord, that is our dominion, not ownership, with my brother, my sister, my mother. So that is a Christmas present to you. If you feel free after you heard your Christmas gift and received it, you know now. You belong to no one. No one to master you, but to everyone. Not going any place other than here, Christ's universe. Out of that investiture, there are 34 opportunities to appear. Three have been recorded. 21 just to be discovered. But the three that are recorded is non-decomposing body, so the world is foggy, hard, a heavy world, right? And you're compared it with people who have been embalmed, and it doesn't have the same effect. They compared it to people who've been found in cold temperature soil that does not have the same effect. The investiture of understanding is the body, but it has to use it as a model for people to look at to give them space in themselves to accept the, what they are. The body has a different texture. It doesn't get dry. It remains soft and flexible, and it bleeds occasionally, many, many centuries after it apparently supposed to come back. These are the facts of the general experience of those who understand. No magic trick. You understand. Paul said, I want understanding. I don't want a magic trick. I understand. And they slapped him. He said, he's going to be a certain life force. Up to this day, he can't wrap him. Understanding the fact of physics. Elements don't have a right to kill you, they don't have a right to harass you. And it's the elements themselves who have to validate that your head rotten because a caterpillar non-rotten becomes a butterfly. And you didn't make the butterfly, you just observe that fact. You are the same when you understand. But he's doing it with a different process. I call it keeping the rate of butterfly. You're doing it by saving out your belief for understanding. The next one that is recorded is they took their body with them and they never have any reference of their body here to show their existence. So they still got a lot of information pertaining to the person. But they can't find where his body is. So that's your second option. Third option, you can appear and disappear at will, and they can photograph you. So they bug the hill and say, hey, you really exist or not. And you're not doing no channeling. If you do appear and talk, it's good. And the other 31 is for your own personal discovery, and I don't even care. It's like a silent picture. Yeah. Well, that's just, you know.
How about the time
would
be
to let
himself
Most important thing though, you have been approved, I didn't do it, the elements approve it, they either rain or give you a rainbow, and you notice, many that are approved did not come by way of the question, right? You know what the question is? resurrection and resurrection. Those that are approved of this truth all give by either the ring or the religion. So the elements give their consent back to the elements in the form, that we say, go into what? Or actually anymore, you can exercise your right consciousness wherever you are. But you know, it has one funny joke. Every time you get back your Christ consciousness, your tendency will be a big ticket. That's the essence of the whole thing. Because who is here that is uninitiated or not approved? Your brother or your sister living like a Nazi with the head in the drum, afraid of his meow, calling from a kitten, thinking it's a tiger. Kingdom of God, it is within you and its righteousness, and it will free you, free then all out of yourself. So you're really coming to grips with the what you are from inside. Well, let me put it this way. Don't think I didn't get exposed to little kids. I was the seventh child of a family of 10. So you know I got to take care of number 8, number 9, and number 10. And I had to train number 8 and number 9 to take care of each one. So progressively I got my training to train those who were younger than me. So after you've gone through that training, you don't have much yearning for that age level. So here I have a bigger party training group. But the whole realization of the Christ consciousness is fun. You never realize it until you have to go through it. But Jesus and all the masters are laughing their head off. As one guy says, Buddha and Jesus are having a diet cola, wondering what they do to the start of eating up. You know? Wondering what the world will do to the start of eating peanuts. It's a joke that somebody made up about that. Arnold Palmer did it. And he whacked the ball with his fire iron and it went flying, and lo and behold, it fell right inside the pond. And Bodhi said, I've told you, but anyway, I'm going to go get you. So he walked up to the pond, passed the water, picked up the ball, put it back, and come back and said, okay, save you. Jesus takes the ball, put it there, and he still picked up the fire iron, and Bodhi said, I told you, you can't take this little fire iron. And he looked at Bodhi and he said, Arnold Palmer did it, whack! And the ball flies, and again it fell back in the pond. And Moses, but he said, okay, I'm going to get it. Pass the water, pick up the ball, throw it back. And he said, now, I'm not going to go again if you don't stay. So he handed the ball. And again, Jesus did it to the five irons. And Moses said, Arnold Palmer, in his head, you know. And Jesus says, it's his head, I can show him. So old Moses opened his mouth and said, you can't take it. And Jesus looked again and he said, Arnold Palmer did it. And he raised his hat, hit the ball, and away it goes, fall directly in the pond. And Moses looked at Jesus and said, I am going to. And Jesus said, all right. So Jesus walked up to the pond, stepped on the pond, and is walking across the river ball is. Just about that time, two other players are coming along, so up to that spot to see off. So one guy says to Moses, who the hell that guy think he is, Jesus Christ? Moses says, no, you think he's on a farm. But it's a fact, Arnold Palmer was the only man that hit with a five iron a ball over a pond and goes in regular. Nobody to this day that was his accomplishment. Even if you say this to Arnold Palmer, he didn't know that kind of a concept. But each one did what they had to do. Moses parted the water, got the ball, rolled it back, right? Didn't he do that? And he's noted for parting the water. Jesus is noted for what?
Walking.
And Arnold Palmer is noted for what?
Right.
Well, this is what we say. Everybody's got something to offer. But that is just it, Christ consciousness is not a goal, it is your input from creation within the structure. The spoken word gives you command over the elements. They don't have a right to kill you, but they have a right to harass you. And you don't have a right to say they can't exist, and you can't own them, but you still can enjoy the maximum. This being a fact, Jesus did it. He didn't openly pronounce it to the public, but he did it when he was in the body to make his own disciples aware of what they were working for. He was in a boat, and he pretended to be asleep, and know that the boat is going to be harassed by the wind. So when the boat is really getting to the point where it's going to fall apart, all the disciples start to panic, and they should wake him up. And then he made the comment, oh ye of little faith. Then he rebuked the wind, and took a prayer from the wind. Peace be still. He didn't say the wind should not exist. He merely slowed down the harassment of the wind. Now, that's an element. By the same token, those elements are in the man Lazarus. And Lazarus is lying where? In a grave. A place where you're supposed to represent what? A dead body, inactive, and cannot function. And Jesus is pointing out that elements don't have a right to what? So Lazarus, get out of the grave and come on out. But it made an issue of that statement. Because, Father, I did not have to take in the Lord's voice. Only because of the people around. He was trying to get through to the audience that their belief and not their understanding was holding them back from the acceptance of the reality of what they are. And he had to do it in a loud voice to make sure that they fully could understand what it is called. So when you look at all the aspects of Christ consciousness, elements are here and they approve you, the person or the initiate, to regain your Christ consciousness so that you can function in that level. So the song goes like this. We love you, we love you, we love you. There are long we do. All beings of air, fire, and water. And beings of earth, we love you. I am present. Free all elementals, so great and small. I am present. Through them they protect them to all. And you sing it four times, one for the water, one for the earth, one for the fire, and one for the earth. And you are the I am present planet. So you have your Christmas present enjoyed the big accident. You understand it, and therefore you don't believe. But you have every right to the abundant living. By the faith token, abundant health is abundant living. So you can start telling your elementals, put the act together. So somebody asked me, if you're so good at that, why the hell are you coughing? I said, I'm not to be harassed once in a while. So I appreciate what harassment is, not to show off with it. Because the horoscope is the indicator of a duration. And if fear is in there, then you panic. But if you see the duration itself within the horoscope to be harassed, you don't bug yourself no more. So your picture already says, the stars foretell that they don't come down. So by virtue of that, certain things you must go through to give you the appreciation of why you're in the form. Jesus said through what? Calvary, appreciate what? The beating and all these things, just to show he understood that he wouldn't change it. And he wouldn't change places with Judas. And Judas had to go through his harassment to betray him. Now, if the two of them got together and said, I'm not sure, who had a toughest job? Judas had a toughest job because he's betraying a friend and knowing where inside these elements put him in that position to answer that game, what he has to do. Yet between the two of them in higher consciousness, there is no like selflessness operation, the law of giving. This is what we're talking about. Why this poet wrote, life is a stage, we're merely active and actively. We have our entrance in the nation, slavery. But understanding is more important than belief. Yes, he did for his disciples. But he went through certain things that had to be going on. Did he not stop the wind from drowning it?
Hmm?
Well, here's a role as well. And therefore, you have to answer that way. So, is Judas in hell or is he in heaven? He's looking right in this room now, laughing at you. That's why Judas says, if you have eyes to see, let them see. So, that have ears to hear, let them hear. He was already indicating that the elements clear, not a charade in your eyes. What's a charade? Visible and invisible experiences of man with the momentum of structure. Audible and inaudible momentum from man in the structure. If you can hear the frequencies in your body, it's called the audible light sleep, and then identify with it through the feeling, you're working in that system. But since you don't know how to get into that state, all the teachers tell you, pray a while, which means meditate, but don't fall asleep. Meaning you're going to get to the level where prayer is almost like, well, you're not that. But then you went, this is, you count out. But you aggravated yourself all the next day. So the idea is to get to that level where you're almost going to count out, don't count out, and see how long you can stay in it. Now, the required moment to pass the shift is if you can get down to that level and not count out and stay in it for 15 minutes when you pass the shift. That's what they call walking, master of yourself. It's not about making types of it. It's an accomplishment within the individual to go from belief to understanding of the frequency between wakefulness and sleepiness. So wakefulness is light. Sleepiness is death. So when you master that simple phenomenon, you are living to live, and you're not living to die. So when you look around, all those who've gone through the living to die stage, they are given the opportunity by the elements to phase out in their fixations of living to die. And the elements will already provide next incarnation for them to start over again, to learn to live, to believe, to understand. So many opportunities are given back. So the form, to work through from belief to understanding. But whatever form that understanding is established, there is no more belief in it, that form is reinstating or reinstating its right consciousness, its investigation, free man or not. I cannot teach you, I have to do my own. I can't preach to you because I've got to give it to me, read to me, okay? He loved me when I fell off the building. Look at me with his eyes and smiled and said, "You too, you breathe better." And I have a friend who told me her friend went to a workshop of a 8-day meditational 24-hour session. And the person who was giving the workshop was forcing everyone to stay awake if they could go for full 8 days. At the end of 5 days, this man went through all type of mental anguish within himself with a sleep, wake, struggle. And he saw his father appear to him. And his father looking at him, he said, "What's wrong?" He said, "Daddy, are you alive? He said, "I'm alive, I'm there. You take that there. You've got your situation in front of me. I don't know." He said, "Is there any information you can give me to help me break through this struggle?" And the father smiled and said, "Yes." He said, "What can you give me? Wisdom, can you help me to overcome my problems in this world?" The father smiled with his eyes and said, "When grandfather appears decked out in his military uniform, smiling, and he looked at his eyes. He said, "Grandfather, can you also give me some information?" And the father and the grandfather looked at the Francis brother. Breathe. After 15 minutes of this repetition of word breathe, he said, clicked in his head. He said, I get it. And he pulled out the shirt from the program and he went over to the guy who's on the phone and said, I signed up for 8 days. I'm quitting now, but I'm letting you keep the money for the 3 days. I know what I paid for. I don't need this program anymore. And the guy looked at me and said, did you discover this? And they shook hands with me. And she told me the story. She said, this guy is quoting the same thing you're quoting. And then he said, well, I met him. I didn't believe when I hit somebody. Talking the same principle. Breathe. Make the breathe. That's the essence of all God's difficulty. But he had to go through the program to discover breath of life. So, Christ consciousness is that essence. You've got it. Enjoy. Breathe to live. Live to live, don't live to die. So each one of us has a unique opportunity in the body form you're in, because each horoscope is a unique story to itself. Prior to your investiture, you were to look for a sign. Know that you understand your investiture, what is your body supposed to be with you? What are those elements supposed to be with you? Prior to that's right. The realized person isn't afraid of your elements anymore. The elements were given the authority to what? Harass, but not to kill. And we given the authority to tell us to do what? But the horoscope set certain things to be lived through as to maintaining unity. So you don't panic with it anymore, because those are the moments you accept to work with, knowing fully well that you are in control of their action and use. So after a while, you find now that your consciousness works and the elements work. So they start phasing off. Now, a little harassment now and then is cherished by the wisest of men. See what I mean? So don't try to phase off all the harassment to show you a little total peace. That's not valid either. Because I found that not a healthy thing. Too much is no good. And none is so good. A little of anything is medicine to the system. So the wisest man who realized that you must have a little periodical harassment from the elements as a means to acquire immunity efficiency versus immunity efficiency. So your immunity stays up to offset the reaction of the environment. So the horoscope, in its own periodic, will give the indication of the harassment, but the harassment doesn't have to be the max requirement, but it could be appreciated at a time frame it comes in with a minimal irritation to your mechanism. So you have that right to foresee it that way, without feeling shocked by it. Yes.
Is this the same level as the emotional state?
Yes. Emotion is strictly attraction and repulsion. It's all magnetism. Emotion is the terminology that the psychologists use. What is he trying to describe? attraction and repulsion. This is my behavior. Now, there is no way you can escape magnetism in this universe. So, unlike do what? Unlike? Unlike things attract, and like things repel. So, the reason you are going to have to expose yourself to unlike and like conditions is to maintain a level of immunity to cope, because your body is constricting and dilating, like it or not. That's the one condition you cannot stop in your mechanism, to constrict and dilate. It's called the emotional level or the magnetic level. So if you worry about it, then you're going to make it miserable. And if you don't worry about it, and you accept that that's the nature of this one, then it will phase down to where you are in control and not harassed beyond the point of breaking down. But the element is going to do the attraction and repulsion, but you can phase down the intensity. I can tell the wind not to blow, and if I go out there, but I sure can tell it, I'm playing here right now, play somewhere else. So it's just like less and cooler, or warmer.
So how do you say you're saying something to you to ask you, what did you say? What did you say?
We love you, we love you, we love you. Are there elementals we do? All beings of air, fire, and water, and beings of earth, we love you. I am present, free all elementals, the great, the small. I am present, through them give what to all. Then what is protection to you? Then you apply the song. It phases down what? The intensity of the what? And establishes what? The intensity of what? Of your immunity to cope with it. I don't know of where it's so difficult when you've already been given it and they've already proved to you that rain fell or a rainbow came, that you have the right to send it. It's only you who will muck it up if you don't need it. I can't use it to you. No, where, what is the dog made of? Fire, earth, air, and water. They have to have a gas to box. You have to have air.
Yeah.
So fire, air, water, and minerals. So those are the four elements. And you have dominion over it. This dog has dominion over you.
Or you would say, hey, that element is, please stop what you're doing, it's go harass elsewhere because I want to play the game.
When
you talk about facing down, I'm trying to figure out exactly how.
I don't use any other method than I sing the song. I've driven through every storm in this country in snow with two people hanging out in the ready to crack up. And all the dull invisible control I have on the windshield is this much. Can you drive with this much on a road throwing out snow packed up on every big 18-wheeler off the side? And I'm going now from Flagstaff to California without stopping. And I'm leaving all the rest behind. I don't have that kind of attitude. I mean, they don't have a right. That's all I do, because I didn't make the song, I'm given the song to repeat. You didn't put yourself together, elements put you together. What are you going to try to tell them to do what? They didn't put the, you didn't put your horoscope together. Who put your horoscope together for you? How would Venus, Mars, Mercury set themselves up? You did it? Or you came in at a time frame to relate to them in a chemical form that they're allowing this form to interact with. All this form has is, hear it? And it's the only thing, and it's in the singing, gives it the command. And what is the song? You go over the words. I don't know of a dog. That's a form for what?
Element.
There's not a single thing here other than what? And what are you? As long as you're going to relate to a form, you're going to be locking down to what? The who or the what of you? Stop relating to the who and get to the fact and see it for yourself. Christ couldn't, Jesus couldn't relate to who because he wouldn't be able to do it. He understood, and that's what Paul wanted. Paul didn't want the magic like all the rest wanted. He had the magic. And finally he comes to the realization, this is not very bad. That's why to this day, of all the people, even the 12 disciples, Paul was the only one on record that demanded understanding and didn't demand belief and magic. He wanted understanding. And then, when he got the understanding, the only other person who wrote something close to the understanding, and even was writing in the future, was John, writing the book of Revelation. But between the two and all the rest, if you really get down to the actual day-to-day living with human beings, Paul made the greatest contribution by saying, I want the fruit of the Spirit, which is understanding. I don't want the gift, which is the magic. He had the magic. He was struck blind. He went around. He was healed. He became a born-again healer. He healed a lot of people, but he wasn't seeing anybody doing well. As soon as they got well, they did that. Yeah, they went back and did the same thing. He healed the blind man, he healed a lot of sick people. And what did these people go back and do? They didn't understand what the hell they got there. Then he took that and said, I want understanding. And when he got understanding, he decided to go to work for himself to be a translator. By that time, the Roman government said, no, this guy is a threat to all civilization, kill it. He was crucified. He doesn't rot. Boy, if they crucified him before, he'd have rot. Because he didn't have the understanding. And so the understanding that came to all of the disciples later on, that was invested in the Christ nation. Not the belief, And so we see born again is good, and we see the stigmata wrong from the people. Made in Christ or made by Christ? Made in Christ, the people who believe they have a right to perform miracles, and the stigmata wounds appear in the palm of their hand. They are made in Christ. Made by Christ, the stigmata wounds are in the wrist. That's evidence that Jesus manifested there and grant them the understanding of their true investiture. And those are the ones that stand the test today. Between all this recorded so the church has come to the realization those that are made in Christ are given the title of icon Christ. And those who are made by Christ are given the investiture of Christ, because they're stamped. Their point of reference is different. One came by belief, one came by understanding. Until you understand, you're not going to take responsibility for being behind the wheel. Belief is still a passenger. So the song is very simple. You want to sing it? Good. We love you, we love you, we love you. Our dear land, oh sweet you. All beings of air, fire, and water, and beings of earth, we love you. Our divine presence, free all elementals, the great, the small. Our divine presence, through them give protection to all. Now, that statement tells you the individual who lives to live is automatically approved for what? For the non-dying state. And the one who is living to die, what is the elemental going to do? Provide a condition for them to go through what their fixation of dying is. So therefore you can't blame the elements for that. Their job is to give protection. And protection is for the one who wants to live to live. The one who wants to live to die, what can he protect us? So when the earthquake came to Albania, we saw the two types of people that survived. The one that lived to live and the one that didn't live to live. The one that didn't live to live was dead. And the one that lived to live are the ones who found under the ground still living. But the element in the form of earth cracked up and provide the conditions for the harassment. And we were singing the same song the Wednesday night in Flagstaff, and the earthquake is going on Thursday and Tuesday.
That has to do with choices by an individual and the elements
providing
the opportunity, not good or bad,
yeah,
but the opportunity to make that choice
to live itself. Now you understand the fact that later there is no sin in the universe. There is no devil other than what? Choice of living to live or living to die. God is life, eternal, immortal in the form. But he has to play a charade called creation to test his perfection. And so in the perfectness of his nature, he provides relief, moving to understanding. And play the role of the right principle, the investiture of the creation, so that the creation can work through from a belief level to an understanding level. Now the I am presence is the skin that separates the element from outside and inside, so that the sound asleep, you don't know if you're a man or a woman. I say you know. You don't wake up. It's all over. But that will say you can't not exist, because elements will provide an opportunity for you to start all over again. Now, when you realize what you are, you don't sleep no more. You're eternally conscious. That tells you your body don't get tired. Your body is supposed to do what? Auto-regenerate. Auto-regenerate, you guys. So they call it longevity lifestyle. Free man, all Lord of yourselves. I got the whole galaxy and all the universe to go fiddle around. Remember, this is a vast universe, and the greatest opportunity to travel in it is in the carbon based body. The other types of bodies are highly advanced, but they envy the carbon based body once it understands this existence. Because you cannot make that transition to your body. They have to come in the carbon based body to make the transition. You and I who have come in were the most vicious in both types. We volunteered for the carbon based body to be turned down in our memory banks and our miraculous capability for this form to learn by trial and error, to go from belief to understanding, to re-establish our divinity again. So we have done our homework. We have started to the place. The others haven't done their homework, but they're afraid to take the chance. So they're trying any game on the carbon-based body to come in and see how it can feel with a carbon-based body if you let them use your oxygen bridges. Because you feel left out in your carbon nature. And if you don't feel left out in your carbon nature and begin to accept what you are, you transcend very fast, and then you are their first place. You are the inspiration to them to not to be afraid to take a carbon based body and come on.
Okay, now that we didn't have a little more
Yes, if you, but Muktananda, when he was speaking of it, he didn't go into the full detail that the investiture was conferred upon the creation. At the onset of creation, the creation went through a shutdown by craving to own, and didn't realize that there was nothing to be owned. So that process provided a period of fear, frustration, and anguish. And now that period has passed, where the belief is no longer valid, but the understanding is emerging. And it's the understanding that will re-establish the true understanding of the word, conferring of the power of the investiture in the structure, what it really means, what the Christ power really means. It doesn't mean it's some goal to get to. It's a principle that is already locked up in the structure, that the structure must exercise by virtue of understanding how it's put together. But as long as believing that there is a power outside of itself, and that this power is going to provide all the means to resolve the deficiency, frustration of this form to cope with, that will be magical in its nature, and that will be still perpetuating belief. All the needs of the form are already established by the investiture. That's why Jesus said, I have come that you may have life abundantly. The investiture is already established in the form by virtue of its understanding of how it's put together, so that the abundant flow flows.
This is a reference to one.
That's another process of investiture. That means that the guru passes on to the one who he selects to say, now I'm going to tell you the whole gizmo about this whole thing going on. You have the power to tell the elements to play somewhere else. These are still little kitties and kittens and balls, and you can watch after them and take care of them until they grow up, wipe their nose, clean their panties, till they're ready to accept. And when they're ready to accept, then you can tell them, okay, that's exactly what they call lineage or transference. We are reaching an age called the Aquarian cycle. This particular approach could not be given to the before. The year of the dragon is the last before the year of the dragon begins again in 2000. The opportunity was then. To this moment, I had to wait from 1955 to this moment to say to an individual, your investiture comes back to you by virtue of understanding. I had to wait to say you were approved, but I did it in a way of saying, if you ask me for initiation, I've got to find out if you're approved. I did it that way so I didn't want to take any kind of a magical credit for the thing, so that you see that the rain fell and the rainbow showed up, you knew that something occurred important in your life, or what it was leading to, in the end, is reestablishing what you actually are. So, initiation, in the true sense of the word, is a reintroduction to your Christ nature back in you by the approval of the elements who agree and have agreed already to work with you. But you have to go through the shutdown in many incarnations to work through belief right up to this moment to accept understanding. And because you're in a carbon-based body, and because you feel you're insufficiently competent to have all the things that you think was necessary to have, and would want the magic of belief to make it possible, all that conditions were prerequisite to this very moment to let you know that what you're getting is not what the rich man is getting by owning, but the rich spirit by ability to apply. So you're getting back exactly what you have and was given to you before, what you weren't ready to use it. And it's not a matter of showing off now. The real Christ-realized person of the future is like a lone ranger, a superman, who lives behind the scenes and is constantly working to help the brother and sister in the form of grace. So the brother and sister who isn't aware of what is going on will always thank God and say, by the grace of God, I can take. But behind the scenes, the actual persons are performing this condition. Now, I could be driving down the road, and my brother and sister, they may not be aware, they're in my car, and the rain is falling. And they're panicking. They are singing the elemental song, and only my section of the road is clear and going down. See, I've done that many times, so I love that kind of a behind-the-scene attitude of this. Oh, boy, God. I'm glad because they don't know what is going on, but in the meantime, in their mind, they're building up their love and their prayer time. You, the initiate, know what you're doing because that's the agreement already. They, the non-initiate, is thanking God in their own way out of the belief system. Don't change it. Don't take it away. They need it till when they're ready to accept understanding versus belief, then they'll come by right. But you who have the understanding know what you're doing. They who have the belief must be admired just the same. But don't take away their belief. Encourage them till they're ready to accept understanding. Right. So here is karma. Here is grace. See karma? Go from here to here. You see grace? You ain't going. See? The grace is? That's how you act behind the scenes. And that's what the man Jesus and all these other great realized masters do behind the scenes. And they hide now in the invisibleness of the light, so that you don't love it. But they are doing the grace to satisfy all the brothers and sisters who are still locked up in the what? The belief. But when you quit the belief and you accept the understanding, what do you think you do? Yes, they walk right and say, hi, folks, you remember me? Bye-bye. Yeah. They're like this, Swami from Miami. No, this is one of the things they promised that they will do. As many who have returned back by way of understanding, to them, they will become visible. Of the flesh. In the 19th creed, it goes like this. I believe, not I accept. It really should I accept. But the other word, I believe, because they wrote it in the agricultural type phrase. But it goes like this. I accept communication with things. The correction of multiplied decisions. So in the old language, it's forgiveness of sins. And life eternal element of fear and foregone conclusion, the longevity lifestyle of the liberated individual from the level of understanding is a comradeship. They're called the brotherhood of life, the builders of the universe. And the brothers and sisters have that pledge to all the way to reclaim their understanding. So you don't realize what wonderful things are with you. But you can't stop the people because there's no more fun there.
they come. There used to be several stations, and there are another 12 that were saved. One of them they also saved, and these several books that were written. Somebody could hear the same day, and no one else, nobody really knows. I don't know. And that's why people are home.
I don't know where the miracle might have located other than they come too soon. You think, as you become more aware of understanding what you are, there will be more fun in your life? Or will be less fun in your life? See, there is really no guilt in the Christ conscious understanding. Because it's set up already, but you have to go through some belief to come back to understanding. You have to go through the frustration of being drafted as a form, rebellious, and then volunteer to correct it. So this is how this process is set up. It's called pre-act IM, creation. until the fun really begins, when you understand what the whole thing is all about. Yes, and then it's still fun backwards, you never get enough of it.
You can do that too, yes, but the frequencies you have to recognize, the frequencies are eliminate, dissolve, transmit, or reveal. And so, which one of the frequencies you are aligned into, that's how your sonic, your work with the atoms. Because they're the ones who line up and use the apple as a measurement for the lining up. So they're giving you the approval already for how you're working. Yeah.
Yeah, do you have to
in ourselves, we love you, we love you. So you don't need anything more than that for yourself. But for others, you have the correct frequency you're working with them. All right, if you want to call your boss the next teleport, would you call your home or you call the boss number? So that's exactly what you're talking about. When you're calling your home, you're using your own number, right? So that's when you're going to refer to yourself, what you're going to take. We love you, we love you. When you refer to somebody, I will have a signal.
There's a way that we're going to be able to sense that, where we will kind of have a barometer where we will change, tune into their frequency.
Yeah. But
this is what helps you to tune into that frequency,
right,
then,
exactly,
without having an understanding.
Right.
Basically, just going through a rote thing and But that's what confuses me. I have done things before with no understanding and very little belief, and have had some things happen, and have wondered why now I seem to have seemingly more understanding and knowledge, probably a little less belief,
because
and I can't do.
But you have to go into it.
Yeah. Power is young, and yet now I have less belief in them probably, or.
But that's when you have a signing point from the repetition when the correction of mistake. So we go from belief to understanding.
And back and forth a little bit until you stay with understanding, probably.
Right, exactly.
And sometimes people ask you for something
that's happening. That's good. Okay.
Do you need a prayer to do all
that? Each person has a different situation. The psychology of No. That's the frequency you work with dissolves. It will dissolve any one of the conditions that are blocked. If it's gas, if it is temperature, or if it is solid, or if it's liquid, it'll start dissolving it out. So it's loosening it out.
And how does the build work with that?
It will strengthen them to cope with the conditions. So that's what building is. In other words, if the house is bending over and shaking up, and you're putting it, reclaiming its ability to phase out or absorb more accurately than it was. So that's what you're doing.
That's what I'm doing now. I'm rebuilding. But it's amazing. There'll be such. Sometimes I feel a whole body release inside, air, like a flow, force, and then in meditation sometimes, I'll just get the air vacuum. And then there's a vacuum that lifts.
Right. So you're experiencing it.
That, but I don't know what it is. You know, in my own mind, I don't really analyze, but I know I'm experiencing some type of grace. I know that's what it is. And I'm sure it's a climbing and rebuilding. But other than that, I don't have my finger on the way you do what's happening.
It'll come to you. The actual understanding and identification comes. It's just a matter of working with it.